The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Winter 2019 Newsletter. Reading is for everyone. The National Library Service updates talking book players. Our machines that let us listen to the audiobooks we send by mail, otherwise known as our digital talking book players, have recently been upgraded. In the past, if you received a custom-made cartridge or wristband from us that had multiple books on it, you would have to go into bookshelf mode in order to hear the next book in the list. Now, with the new upgrade, you simply press the play-stop button at the end of your book and the player will automatically begin the next book. This feature works if you have multiple magazines as well. The bookshelf feature still remains useful in case you do not want to read the next book in the queue, but want to skip around the list. If you want to know if your current player has already been upgraded to this feature, just press the sleep button 10 times and the player will tell you its serial number and version. The version you want to listen for is 2.1.16. If you do not have this version, we can send you a book cartridge that will automatically upgrade your player. If you would like more information on this upgrade, please give us a call at the library at 586-286-1580. Reader's Digest on Audio. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is pleased to announce the addition of Reader's Digest to its selection of audio magazines, beginning with the November 2018 issue. Issues of the magazine will be available to patrons through Bard and via subscription on cartridge. To subscribe, please call the Macomb Library for the Blind at 586-286-1580. You can also contact the Macomb Library for the Blind toll-free at 855-203-5274. Also, our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org. Hours, MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Our website address is www.cmpl.org/MLBPH. 2019 Winter Reading Contest. For this year's Winter Reading Contest, we are asking you to read one book, but it has to be from one of the following categories: a classic book you have been meaning to read but never have, a book of poetry, or a play, or a memoir or biography. Call us at 586-286-1580 to choose your category and then pick your title. We will send you the book. Call us again when you have finished the book with a short comment about what you read, whether you enjoyed your book or not. We will enter your name in a drawing for a prize. One entry per patron. You will have until April 1st to read and enter. Book Discussion Group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group once a month by phone. The library chooses the title to read and distributes the audiobook weeks prior to the discussion date. If you would like to join in on our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. New iPad added to library collection. Technology is such a big part of our lives these days, but trying to test it out to see if it is right for you is not always practical. for our patrons who've been wondering if they could handle an iPad, here is a chance to try it out. We are now able to let you borrow an iPad for 3 weeks from the Macomb Library for the Blind. All you need is your public library card so you can check it out. You or a family member or friend will need to come to the library to pick it up, as we are unable to mail it to you. The iPad has built-in free Wi-Fi, so you can do things like connect to the internet and even download our audiobooks right to the iPad and listen to our books. The iPad also has a feature called VoiceOver. With VoiceOver, as you touch the screen, it will tell you what application you are touching and it will prompt you to open the application. You would not need to see the screen in order to operate the iPad. Please call the library for more details at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274 to learn more about this great opportunity. Sharon's Corner. So, what happens if you are not a tech genius? We hear so much about the low vision aids and technical support for people who have no vision or low vision. The reality is that not everyone has the ability, finances, or even the desire to open and to learn how to use all these wonderful gadgets that are supposed to make our lives so wonderful. This doesn't mean that you will be left behind. There are many low-cost, low-tech solutions to many of the challenges we take on. The first thing to consider is what it is that you really want to do, and then find the simplest way to do it. You don't need to buy the newest phone, for instance, with all the bells and whistles, if all you want to do is make a simple phone call. There are a variety of simple phones that are provided to seniors at a discounted rate. Keeping your appointments in order can simply be organized by using a small recorder or a large print address book at a desk or workstation with direct lighting. Eliminating glare can be minimized by using a cap or hat. Add a pair of tinted glasses that fit over your prescription lenses. They are easy to find even in a supermarket. Remember that the brown or amber colors can help with glare, increase contrast, and even bring in more light in dark places such as restaurants. So don't be left out. You have many options. Just think about what you would really like to do and then figure out how to do it. For more advice on low-tech options, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274 to set up an appointment to speak with Sharon. Lions Program. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology, AT, that we can offer to you at no charge through our recycle program. We have a variety of magnifiers, small tape recorders, CD book players, a barcode scanner, and other items for daily tasks. And if we don't have what you need, we can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam. The following will be her email address: mcmcadam@gmail.com. or call 313-563-1412. Congratulations to our summer reading contest winners. Congratulations to Jean and Carol, the winners of Visa gift cards for our 2018 summer reading contest. During the contest, participants were asked to recommend 4 books they read over the summer that they felt were good reads. We will share our participants' recommended titles over the course of several newsletters. Below are recommendations from our participants. Glass Lake by Maeve Binchy. When handsome Lewis Gray abandons Mary Helena Healy to marry a rich woman, Helen settles for Martin McMahon, a pharmacist in an Irish village. But after 2 children and a decidedly dull life, Lena is reunited with Lewis. They both enjoy successful careers and the faster pace of London. But Lena longs for a relationship with her daughter, Kit, so she concocts a scheme whereby she can contact Kit but protect her true identity. DB39883, Glass Lake. Remember Me by Sophie Kinsella. After 28-year-old Lexi Smart wakes up with amnesia, she can't remember the past 3 years of her life. Lexi learns that she's now a gorgeous but cutthroat businesswoman with a priggish millionaire husband and a secret lover. Strong language. DB66748. The book, Remember Me. Forever Odd by Dean Koontz. The title character from Odd Thomas, DB56919, a young man who can communicate with the dead, meets a new challenge in the desert town of Pico Mundo. While searching for a missing childhood friend, Thomas encounters evil. Violence, DB60911. The book, Forever Odd. Vegas Sunrise by Fern Michaels. In this sequel to Vegas Heat, DB44138, Fanny Thornton retires and relinquishes the casino administration to her late husband's illegitimate son, Jeff Lassiter. But then her son, Birch, unexpectedly returns with a greedy wife and rivalry erupts. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. DB45958. The book, Vegas Sunrise. Word by Word by Corey Stamper recounts the process of creating dictionaries, discusses questions of usage, the reasons why small words often are the most difficult to define, and how it can take 9 months to define a single word, presents a variety of small facts about the words that make up English. DB88482. The book, Word by Word. Beyond Human by Eve Harold. Examination of technologies at the intersection of human biology, medicine, computing, microelectronics, engineering, nanotechnology, cellular and gene therapies, and robotics, presents theoretical future case studies, surveys research conducted in the 20th and 21st centuries, and suggests policy proposals for dealing with the potential of extended lives. DB87261, the book, Beyond Human. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. AT Guys. AT Guys is a Kalamazoo-based company selling assistive technology devices and services. They also offer a podcast that features interviews, presentations, and updates on technology. If you are interested, follow their link at https://www.blindbargains.com/audio. Technology assistance. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader JAWS or the magnification software ZoomText. Tutoring is also available for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. Vision Network Group by phone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to extend an invitation to you to join us by phone. Our Vision Network group meets by phone on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no need to register. On the third Monday of the month, just before or at 10 a.m., call the following phone number, 712-770-4700. And when prompted, enter code 465124. You will be placed in a conference call with other patrons of our library and our moderator, Sharon. The group discusses topics of interest to people with low vision and those who are blind. You will be able to share issues and solutions with other patrons who have had similar experiences. You do not need to attend each meeting, nor do you have to stay on the phone for the entire meeting. You can simply hang up whenever you would like to exit the call. For more information on this group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. King James Bible in Braille. Elizabeth Craft has the King James Version of the Bible in Braille, both Old and New Testament, available to a good home, as well as a Braille writer with instructions. Please call Elizabeth at 586-978-8950 for details. Reader recommendations. Melanie Allen would like to recommend Something Like Happy by Eva Woods. Stuck in a depressive funk, Annie is ready for a change. While visiting her mother in the hospital, she meets terminal cancer patient Polly. Polly challenges Annie to start doing one happy thing every day for 100 days. Some strong language. Melanie says it is funny, touching, and sweet. It teaches you that no matter how bad things are, you can get through them. It has a lot of tragedy as well as a lot of hope. It teaches you to appreciate what is important in your life. DB 89840. The book, Something Like Happy. Phyllis Gramza recommends The Dry by Jane Harper. Federal agent Aaron Falk returns to his Australian rural hometown for the funeral of an old friend who has allegedly killed himself, his wife, and their young son. Aaron, facing a town still suspicious of his role in a long-ago death, reluctantly agrees to look into it. violence, and strong language. Phyllis felt the narrator's Australian accent truly placed you in Australia. It is a fascinating book that Phyllis could not put down. She loved the murder mystery plot, the author's description of small town Australia, the environment, and the dryness transports you to a different world. The characters were true to Australian life. The feeling of being in Australia was very pronounced. Phyllis could taste and smell Australia. DB86906. The book, The Dry. Lawrence Robbins recommends Thank God Ahead of Time, The Life and Spirituality of Solanus Casey by Michael H. Crosby. Appointed by the Vatican as the external collaborator to the realtor for the cause of canonization of Capuchin Father Solanus Casey, the first man born in the United States to be declared venerable by the Catholic Church, Michael Crosby gives us an inspiring and insightful story of one person's unswerving faith in God's abiding presence throughout the universe. Lawrence says, "This book is very good and interesting. Solanus Casey helped build a mission during the Depression, and the mission soup kitchen is still in operation today. People would travel from all over to see Solanus Casey to tell him of their problems. He was a conduit. People could feel his spirituality just being around him." DBC 11184. The book, Thank God Ahead of Time, The Life and Spirituality of Solanus Casey. Lawrence also recommends Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow by Jan Pohl. The star of the TV show The Incredible Dr. Pohl shares his amusing and often poignant tales from his four decades as a vet in rural Michigan. Lawrence says you will find this book interesting, especially if you like animals. DBC 11093. The book, Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow. Florence McClellan would like to recommend The Last Days of Night by Graham Moore. Paul Cravath, fresh from Columbia Law School, has been hired by electricity pioneer George Westinghouse as part of his legal team fighting Thomas Edison. Cravath searches out Nikola Tesla in hopes that Tesla will assist Westinghouse. However, these giants of innovation lead Cravath on a merry dance. Florence mentions this book gives you a whole new idea about inventing. It holds your interest. DB 85501. The book, The Last Days of Night. Jerry Tobin Roth recommends Love Hacked by Penny Reed. Every time psychiatrist Sandra Fielding brings a date to her favorite local restaurant, the men wind up in tears, telling her about their mommy issues. The bright spot on these dates is hot waiter Alex, but he has a lot of secrets, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Jerry says this book is not long and has a little mystery mixed in with romance. A really cute story. This is a good book to read in between your serious books. DB 90752. The book, Love Hacked. Rita Taylor recommends The Racketeer by John Grisham. Falsely imprisoned for money laundering, small-town Virginia attorney Malcolm Bannister jumps at the chance to trade information for freedom and fingers escapee Quinn Rucker for the murder of a federal judge. Bannister slips away with a new face, a new name, and an agenda. Some strong language. Rita was up until 2 a.m. in order to finish this book. She could not figure out what the ending could be and found that the story had a surprise conclusion. Rita warns not to fast forward to the end or else you will ruin the surprise. DB75597. The book, The Racketeer. You say it how in Michigan? Get the names right with an online guide developed by the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons Braille and Talking Book Library. This pronunciation guide was initially developed by BTBL as a guide for narrators across the country during audiobook production to get Michigan name and place pronunciations right. In addition, whether you've lived here all your life or just moved here, the directory can help you with the correct pronunciation of Michigan's many unique cities and places. To access this guide, go to the Lansing Braille and Talking Book Library website at www.michigan.gov/BTBL. Scroll down to the bottom of the webpage to Other Services. Listed below Other Services, you will find the link Pronunciation Guide, You Say It How in Michigan? For Michigan Names and Places. Click on this link and you will be in the Pronunciation Guide. This is a live document that is updated as new information becomes available. For suggestions, comments, or corrections, please contact the library at btbl@michigan.gov. Movies, movies, movies. Your Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has a collection of well over 300 DVD movie titles that you can request to be sent to your home by mail, and as always, the postage is free. We offer first-run movies that you would see in the theater, and these movies range from fairly new features from 2018 back to movies from 2012. There is a special feature on the DVD in the Setup or Language section, which allows you to switch to audio described. In this mode, as you watch the film, a narrator will describe the scenery and the action when actors are not speaking. If you are unable to see the TV screen, you will not miss the plot of the film since the narration will provide the description. Please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274 for more information or to obtain a list of the movies available. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes our reading of the 2019 Winter Newsletter for the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Please remember to return this cartridge in the mail back to the library as you are done reading. Thank you. Goodbye.